338 and help us win this battle.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning. Happy 4th of July weekend. Hope you all had a great holiday yesterday. And if you're up and about and looking out the window wondering why the sky is blue and what that strange object is in the sky, well, that's the sun. Just unbelievable to see blue sky and the sunshine. The month of June's been unbelievable weather-wise. 28 out of 30 days, we've had rain, clouds, thunderstorms, typhoon. I thought Noah was going to be coming and parking on the front lawn looking for two broccoli plants and two Brussels sprouts plants, a couple of tomatoes, and taking it out with him on the ark. But the rain seems to have stopped for the moment, and it's a beautiful, absolutely beautiful day. I hope you're able to get out and enjoy the sunshine. And you're probably going to have to mow your grass, because if you don't mow it, when the sun really hits it and we get some heat, it is going to explode. So get the grass cut. And remember, if you mow the grass and there's a lot of grass visible, you have your choice. You have a choice of either raking it up and removing it, putting it in your compost pile, or let it air dry and then go back over it and cut it again. In the process of the sun hitting it, it will dry up, but in big clumps from being wet, it will pack down and it will smother the grass below it. And usually what I try and do is mow it, let it sit there for 2 or 3 hours, and the sunshine will shrink it. It will wither it, pull all the moisture out. Then I'll drive over it again with the mower, grind it up again, and now it just seems to disappear in the grass. So that's a little bit easier. But take advantage of the sunshine. Let's get the lawn going. A lot of things to talk about this morning. And if we can help you with your garden, 800-259-9231. Because of all the wet weather, those of you that get into the routine of, especially with fruit trees and roses, you need to be in a routine that your fruit trees get sprayed with a disease control and insect control every couple of weeks to make sure that the fruit itself will stay healthy, will be insect and disease free. And it's almost been impossible to do that. So, you know, if you've got the time today, and where you live, the weather is good, get the fungicide and your fruit tree spray, whether you use something like a home orchard spray or something like organocide, which is totally natural, but something should be applied to it. Your roses, now that the rains have stopped, all types of things going on. Aphids are going absolutely crazy. Look at your flower buds, and the stem is just covered. There's almost as many aphids on the roses as there are flowers on the plant. Probably more insects than flowers. But you want to get that insecticide on if you're not doing it systemically. You want to apply a fungicide for the foliage. Again, because of all the moisture. I know a lot of you in the past couple of weeks have been going to your local garden center and finding all kinds of pink in your lawn. And that's a disease called red thread. Very, very common all over the entire Northeast. And it's something that should be taken care of. I know the forecast long range is for a lot more blue sky, but if you have clusters of what looks to be like cotton candy in your lawn, then you want to treat it with a good general purpose lawn fungicide, and your local garden centers will have products that you can spray on the grass or put down with a spreader. Scott's has a bag product, and so does Bayer, that you can put in with your garden spreader, and it's a systemic, so whatever hits the foliage will destroy it. Whatever falls on the ground will turn into a systemic product that the root system will absorb. It will put it inside the plant to control it. Now, you say, well, Paul, the sun is out. We don't need to do it anymore. The grass has been weakened, and this really helps to keep the grass healthy going into the heat of summer. And hopefully the heat of summer will arrive shortly. Hasn't been around very much. I mean, this morning right now where I live in Kennebunk, it's 52 degrees. It doesn't feel like it's the 5th of July. Another day for the beach just yet, but hopefully things will warm up here and where you live and everything will go back to normal. Things will dry out. The plants will begin to grow. It's been a very difficult beginning of the season for certain crops. Things like peppers, for example, just are not growing the way that they should in the soils. Your vine crops, squashes, cucumbers, pumpkins, the plants that really love the heat, eggplant, they thrive on heat. We haven't had it. The plants that have benefited with all of the rain and the cooler temperatures, especially in the Northeast, where it's been cooler than normal, was the third coldest June on the record book. It was the second wettest June on the record book, and it was, oh, I think the cloudiest and the amount of rain, again, broke records. So your cold crops, things like broccoli, cabbage, Brussels sprouts, celery, they've gone crazy, spinach, lettuce. Enjoy them right now, and especially lettuce. If you have leaf lettuce, doesn't matter what type, but you can literally grab a whole of the leaf lettuce with your hand, take a knife, cut it like a saw, and collect it. Chill it, wash it. It's wonderful. And what will happen, and that's why I like the leaf lettuce rather than the head lettuce. If you cut it like a saw, leaving a good inch and a half to 2 inches above the ground, that leaf lettuce will produce all new leaves within a couple of weeks, and then you can cut again. When it gets really hot, once we get into the dog days of 80s and 90s, then the lettuce will kind of peter out. But right now, keep cutting that lettuce, keep eating it, enjoy it. It's absolutely wonderful. Spinach, pick. And what's going to happen with the spinach, as the days warm up, you're going to notice from the center of the plant, a tall stem will begin to emerge and be noticeable. And as that tall stem begins to get maybe 10 inches, maybe a little bit taller, you're going to see a flower spike on it. Once you see that flower spike, it's all done. Pick it and then dispose of the plant. And use that area maybe to plant another crop of string beans for later. Plant some radishes. You can do a late crop of carrots. Or just let that soil rest until the middle of August. In the middle of August, you could plant another crop of lettuce. Lettuce planted during July when we get, traditionally, when we get some heat in July and August. Because of the heat, it grows less because of the heat, and it also goes to seed very, very quickly. And what I try and do is, in the period between the lettuce crop, lettuce in the spring, and then lettuce again in the fall, starting it second, third, maybe even the last week in August, you can have lettuce all of September. And in most areas, even here where I live in Maine, you can have lettuce in October. So I'll plant lettuce when it gets really hot and it starts bolting, going to seed. Then I rip it all out. I plant Swiss chard, and I'll enjoy Swiss chard for 4, 5, 6 weeks, maybe a little bit longer. And then when things begin to cool off and I can see we're getting close to September, I'll pick all of the Swiss chard, clean the soil, reapply a little bit of fertilizer, and reseed with some fall lettuce. Lettuce likes it cool. So there's a lot of things going on. The Japanese beetles are getting ready to come out of the ground. The tomato hornworms are getting ready to attack your tomato plants. All kinds of things are happening. So, again, if you have any questions, give Jared a call. The number, 800-259-9231. We'll work together and we'll solve those gardening problems. Again, 800-259-9231.
Last few weeks in the Northeast, we've had more than our fair share of damp, rainy weather. You think you're depressed? Take a look at your lawn. Those brown spots cropping up are caused by common lawn diseases like red thread and dollar spot that have a field day in weather like this. Hi, this is Ashton Ritchie with the Scotts Company. Don't let lawn fungus ruin your nice green lawn. Stop the problem before it spreads with Scotts Lawn Fungus Control. Once a lawn disease like red thread or dollar spot takes hold, it can quickly spread across your entire lawn and eventually even kill it. If fungus is left untreated in your lawn, it can come back year after year. Thankfully, Scotts Lawn Fungus Control is specially designed to stop and prevent these diseases from setting in. And because it's from Scotts, Lawn Fungus Control is guaranteed to get the job done or your money back. So with lawn disease on the rise, now is the perfect time to pick up Scotts Lawn Fungus Control in the orange bag. From Scotts, this is Ashton Ritchie. See you in the yard.
If you have arthritis, carpal tunnel, or wrist problems, don't give up gardening because it hurts. Look for Radius Garden Tools. Last year I planted 1,100 seedlings without a single blister. My wife has arthritis and she would only help me if she got to use the Radius work tools. The tools are beautiful, durable, and guaranteed for life. Go to the website www.radiusgardentools.com for a dealer near you. Enjoy gardening again without pain and use Radius Garden Tools. Now that the gardens are planted, let's feed them with the new Bloomin' and Rootin' Fertilizer from Fertilome. This 9-59-8 plant food will make your garden explode. Flowers and vegetables will grow like you've never seen it before. That's Bloomin' and Rootin' Fertilizer. This year, let's kill those problem weeds and save some money. Say goodbye to poison ivy, poison oak, sumac, and hundreds more with Fertilome Kills All. Half the price of Roundup, twice as strong because it's generic.
You've probably heard about the incredible, powerful, and natural antioxidants found in red wine. Unfortunately, not everyone is able to drink a glass of wine each day. Now, you don't have to drink even a single drop, thanks to NuRev. NuRev is America's number one anti-aging supplement, thanks to its active ingredient, resveratrol. Resveratrol is the main nutrient found in red wine and has been proven to help slow down the aging process, help you lose weight, override an unhealthy lifestyle, boost your energy level, and so much more. NuRev has been the subject of some of the most exciting anti-aging research in decades and has only recently become available in purified form. Now, you can discover the amazing health benefits of NuRev for free. Just pay to have NuRev shipped to you. Get your free sample now at newrevonline.com. That's NUREV online.com. NewRevOnline.com. Improve your life today.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious-tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today. 1-800-210-1922. With Choose for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, 800-259-9231. Hope you all had a great 4th of July, and if we can help you with your garden, you give us a call right now and you talk with Jared, and we'll help you the best we can. Jared, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Have a good 4th of July.
I had a pretty uneventful 4th of July. I'm just trying to sleep, mainly, with fireworks going off.
Well, we have bodies all over the couches here this morning. We had about 75 people for a party and had a wonderful, wonderful time. And there's people sleeping on floors and couches and beds. And so it was a great, great day.
Well, you had a much more wild time than I did, I think, for the party.
Yeah, we had a fun time. 4th of July is my holiday, so we try and really have a great time. Didn't have any fireworks this year because of a little situation last year, but we're not going to go over that again. But we've had a wonderful, wonderful time. I hope everybody did, too. Are we ready to do a little gardening?
I'm ready.
Okay, who do we have first this morning, Jared?
First up, we have Debbie, who's calling about bittersweet.
Okay. Debbie, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, Paul.
Hi.
When the bittersweet first comes out of the ground and it's about a foot or two long, what's the best thing to hit it with to kill it?
Bittersweet is one of the strongest weeds that we have. It's not like a dandelion or clover. Bittersweet is a woody plant, and you need to use something that is a systemic, something that when you spray it on the foliage, it's literally absorbed into the plant and taken down to the roots to destroy the root system. And the only weed killer that we have that's going to do that is something like Roundup or Cleanup. Your traditional broadleaf weed killers that you use for dandelions are just not strong enough. The organic products that have vinegar in it will burn the leaves, but the plant comes right back. You need to use something systemic. And bittersweet, if you don't hit it hard, it's going to come right back. What I would suggest that you do, Debbie, is spray it, wait a week or 10 days, and spray it again. And the other thing, too, is that with the bittersweet, you're not just worrying about the plant taking over. It produces those beautiful berries. I mean, they're gorgeous to look at. But if the birds pick them up, they'll eat it. They'll fly up into a tree. And the seed that's in the bittersweet berry does not break down in the bird's digestive system. So when they go to the bathroom, it falls from the tree branch onto the ground with the covering of their waste, and now it's got fertilizer and the seed together. And that's why it spreads so quickly, because the birds will move it around. So if you've got bittersweet, don't mess around. Get some cleanup or some Roundup. Apply it directly on the plant. Come back a week to 10 days later, and then that will take care of it. Now, the other thing that really helps, if you live in an area and you have hard water, let's say you have a well, especially people with a well, the bittersweet leaf has a sheen to it. You look at it, it's all nice and shiny. That's a protective layer, almost like a waxy layer on the foliage to help the plant to grow better. And when you have hard water, the water it's almost like it's not wet enough. So take your Roundup or Cleanup, put it in your sprayer, get it all mixed up properly, and then put a squirt of liquid soap. The liquid soap will soften up the water, and it will make the weed killer adhere to the plant so that it can do a better job.
How much liquid soap?
If you've got like a gallon pump sprayer or a 2 gallon, I may put like a teaspoon, maybe a tablespoon, but put the soap in after. If you put the soap in first, it's going to be all bubbles when you fill it full of water. Okay?
Okay. Thanks a lot.
You have a great weekend, Debbie. Our phone number is toll free, 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. If you're a regular listener, you know I've been talking about Organica products for years. I love their approach to gardening. Organica products improve the soil vitality. This summer, garden from the ground up and give your plants the Organica advantage. Utilize Organica Flower Booster to liven up your annuals and perennials. Is your lawn looking a little washed out from all the rain? Utilize Organica Biomatrix to simultaneously wake up your plants and your soil. Remember, if you want to go organic, you need to feed the soil. Organica.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals, a triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570.
Do you have more than $15,000 in credit card debt? Before you spend another dollar on minimum payments, call American Debt Specialists right now and find out how much of your debt can be eliminated. That's right, eliminated. Call 800-237-7042. While the government is bailing out the credit card companies, we're here to make sure you get help too. Just one call could reduce your credit card debt by as much as 60%. 60%! We'll bring you peace of mind with reduced debt and just one low monthly payment that fits your budget. It's simple, legal, and we'll get the job done for you fast.
It was amazing. They helped me consolidate all my credit card debt into one low monthly payment.
Now, we don't have to file for bankruptcy.
Managing one payment is giving me my life back.
For a free debt evaluation and to learn how you can save thousands right now, call 800-237-7660. That's 1-800-237-7660. 800-237-7660.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times there are these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club, 800-259-9231. Jared, who's up next?
Next up, we have Gloria on the line, who's got a problem with some bugs.
Gloria, good morning. Welcome
to the
Garden
Club.
Hi, Paul.
Good morning. I've heard you mentioned a product, and it's better than eight, and I believe it's organic, and I can't remember the name. Something new on the market.
What is it for, Gloria?
I think it's to spray on Japanese beetles.
Oh, okay. There are a lot of different things that will work. Now, one of the newer products that is organic is called Spinosad. S-P-I-N-O-S-A-D. Spinosad is a bacteria that they found in the Caribbean islands. And it works really, really well on your tomato hornworms, on all types of caterpillars, Colorado potato beetles that if you're growing potatoes, they just love it. And it's an all organic product. It's basically a bacteria. The insect will eat it. They say within 4 hours of the insect eating some of the foliage that contained this bacteria, the insect will stop feeding, and within 24 hours, the insects die. And I've been using it for 2 years now, and I really have found a great love for this product. Because if you're trying to grow potatoes, the Colorado potato beetle, there's really nothing that will work on it. And you go into garden the following morning, and they're all over the ground. And those big green tomato hornworms, tent caterpillars, you spray it. And again, within hours, there's no more movement. There's no more chewing the nests, those webs that develop in crotches of trees. They just dry right out. But it's totally safe. It is a bacteria. And the good thing is, if a bird should eat one of the insects that has eaten the product, it will not hurt the birds. It's strictly for insects and will not affect any animal or bird that eats that particular insect. So it's very safe. It's a targeted bacteria that was found in the Caribbean islands, and it's wonderful. And you can spray it on your plants in the morning, pick products in the garden, just rinse them off like you would normally, and cook it or eat it, fresh salads and greens. It's unbelievable. But totally safe, totally organic, totally natural, Spinosad, and all of the garden centers carry the product. Thank you, Gloria. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, next up we have Jerry on the line, who's calling for some advice about a catalpa tree.
Jerry, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Well, good morning, Paul.
Morning.
How are you?
Good, yourself.
I have a catalpa tree in my backyard that
yes.
looks to be mature. It's about 50 feet tall. It has a pretty good crown on it. It's starting to drop a lot of leaves, and I've been raking up leaves like crazy in the backyard. The leaves are about half size, and when I look up into the crown of the tree, it's starting to thin out, and there's some dead wood up in there, and it doesn't look as healthy as it used to.
Okay, so the leaves are just turning yellow and falling.
Well, the leaves are still pretty green, but they're just falling off.
Okay. The area where the catalpa is growing, have you noticed any standing water?
No, none at all.
None at all. Okay. Well, you have to look at what's happened in the last 30, 40 days. We've broken all kinds of records. Now, if the leaves are falling green, that's an indication that something is happening with the root system. It's not insects, because the insects would be making holes in the foliage. And what that is telling me is that it's getting too much water. And something that's as big as that has been there for a long time. It's a plant that's gone through this before. Now, what I would do is I would go down to your local nursery and get liquid gypsum. And I would spray the liquid gypsum on the ground, probably make a 30 or a 40-foot circle all the way around the ground. And the gypsum will coat any of the clay that's there to help improve the overall drainage.
Okay.
But other than that, I wouldn't panic. It's been cloudy. It's been wet. The ground is really, really saturated. I have a neighbor here in Kennebunk that works for the water department, and he was telling me that people that have wells, the water is within 6 feet of the top of the ground, and wow, that's unheard of for July, because of all the rain we've had. So I think there's just so much water in the ground. A lot of the roots are in the water. There's no air. Now, when I was in college, one of the things that they always taught us, and they said, when you look at soil, you should see soil and air pockets. And the ground should have as much air as it has soil. And what my teacher said to us, envision this. Those roots are in wet soils for day after day. Think of yourself, it's the 4th of July, you have a huge party, you fill the dishwasher full of dishes, now there's stuff that can't fit in there, so that you have to wash it in your sink. After you've washed all the pots and pans and the dishes, you look at your hands, and your hands are all wrinkled. They're all white. They're all wrinkled. That's because your hands have been underwater. And this is what's happening to the roots of your plant. So as soon as we get some sun, as soon as we get a little bit of wind to dry out more of that surface water, you're going to find that the tree will stop shedding. So right now, don't panic. Everything is fine. As soon as the sun comes out, the water will begin to evaporate, the water table will begin to lower, and the roots will have oxygen. They'll be able to get rid of the carbon dioxide, and the ground will clean itself. But if you've got some clay and you notice that the soil is heavy or there's moss growing in that area, that's an indication you have clay. Spray some liquid gypsum. It will help to speed up that process, but if the sun can stay out, the leaves will stop. So don't panic, Jerry. Everything's going to be okay. That tree's been there a long time. Jared, who's up next?
Next up, we have Mary Ann on the line, who's calling about a cypress tree.
Mary Ann, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hey, Paul. I have a large cypress tree, Leland cypress, and one of the bottom leaves, stems, what you call branches, is over my garden, my vegetable garden. Can I cut that back about 18 inches? Will it fill in?
Oh, sure. Yeah, I mean, you can take Leland cypress and you can prune it every single year. It will keep them narrower. It will keep them fuller. It'll keep them thicker. Because if you don't, I mean, the Leland cypress is not a tree that's going to stay at 10, 12 feet. It's going to get bigger and bigger and bigger. I've seen Leland cypress 50 feet tall. So, but it's okay. It's a plant that will take pruning, Mary Ann. So once a year, just walk up to that tree and say, wow, you really put on a lot of new growth. We want you to stay a little bit smaller. So I'm going to give you a nice pruning, a nice haircut, create the shape that you want, and that plant will be under control. Because if you don't, it's going to get so big that it's going to end up shading your garden. It'll shade your other plants in the garden. And the end results, some of the plants that are getting the shade that need more sun will stop flowering. You'll have flowers that you have in there now that are traditionally getting some sun that are going to get too much shade. They'll stop blooming. So instead of planting things like petunias and marigolds and zinnias, you're going to have to plant impatiens and begonias. So the tree is good. It's giving you shelter. It's giving you privacy and things like that. But if it's let to get big, it's going to change the whole environment around the plant from a sunny growing condition to a shade or a pot shade condition. So just walk up to the plant and say, I'm doing this for your own good and for mine, and I'm going to give you a haircut. And
hey,
the plant will... Thank you, Mary Ann. You have a great 4th of July weekend.
Thanks, Paul.
Bye-bye. 800-259-9231. Jared, who's next?
Next up, we have Scott on the line, who's calling about some slugs.
Scott, are they big enough that you can put a saddle and ride them yet?
Hello?
Yes, good morning, Scott.
Good morning, how are you?
I'm great.
Yeah, I've got an abundance of slugs this year. I assume it's from the moisture, but they're all through the cauliflower heads, things like that. Is there a way to get them to, I guess, get away from the produce? And I was also wondering, how can you prevent hornworms?
Okay. To prevent tomato hornworms usually come in late July, early August. And what I do, because 3 years ago we went on vacation in mid-August, and we came home, and the top 3 feet of my
tomato plants had been totally eaten. And we picked about 150, maybe a few less or a few more. And my 28 tomato plants, again, the top third was totally gone. They had even eaten fruit. So since the Spinosad came out on the market, the end of July, I sprayed the plants with it. It's a bacteria. And the tomato hornworms are never a problem in the last 2 years. It's just incredible. And it's a bacteria that will work really, really well for it. Now, slugs are a different thing. What you want to do is go down to your local garden center, and you can pick up a product called Slug Go. And Slug Go is a very safe, very natural product. As a matter of fact, there's a company called Monterey Lawn and Garden, and they have mixed Slug Go and Spinosad together. And that will take care of all of your leaf-eating insects, like cabbage loopers. They will hit your broccoli and cauliflower, cabbage, Brussels sprouts, and Slug-O together. Now, the Slug-O is a new product in the last, oh, probably 5, 6, 7 years now. The old slug pellets were made of formaldehyde and wicked, wicked poison. So if you had cats and you spread it in your garden, the cat would think that it's almost like kitty litter. If you had little grandkids or little kids in your garden working with you, sometimes they would think that it's cereal. The new product is made with iron, the same type of iron that's in a multiple vitamin. So if one of the kids eats it, if one of your pets eats it, it will not hurt them. But when this particular product is eaten by a slug, they're gone. So it's very safe, very effective. Go to your local garden center and ask them for Slug-O or Slug-O Plus, and almost overnight they will disappear, and it's totally safe and natural. Now that you planted your garden and you're ready to enjoy the rewards of your labor, do not let the deer destroy your hard work. Pick up a container of Deer Scram. These granules are guaranteed to work. That's right, guaranteed to keep the deer away from your garden. Even safe to use in a vegetable garden, and contains no synthetic additives. It's not toxic, it's biodegradable, and will not harm animals and the environment. That's Deer Scram. Ever think of a rain barrel for your home to collect water from the gutters that can be stored and used when you need it later? Well, Palmetto Rain Barrels are here, and they're beautiful and priced right at $159 delivered to your home. The barrels hold 55 gallons of water made of recycled brown poly and have a brass spigot. This barrel will catch your gardening friend's eyes when they visit your home. Look it over at palmettorainbarrels.com or call 704-808-1113. Are you trying to garden organically this year? Well, here's a real treat for you. Orcon Corporation at organiccontrol.com has help directly from Mother Nature for you. No sprays or dust to apply to the problem. Fight back with predatory insects. Mother Nature's natural control method. Not just ladybugs and praying mantis, but insects that control scale, aphids, whitefly, caterpillars, mealybug, beetles, and even fleas in the backyard. Orcon Corporation at organiccontrol.com. Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from Pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe.
trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi, summer's coming and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to upthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, 800-259-9231. Give Jared a call. We'll work together to solve your gardening problems. Jared, who's up next?
Next up, we have Lynn on the line, who's calling about some wild mushrooms.
Lynn, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning. What a glorious day. I'm calling because my dog has been literally deathly ill, and the vet said the problem might be some of the wild mushrooms, which are now cropping up all over the place.
Yeah.
I was wondering how to get rid of them.
Well, the thing that happens with all of the mushrooms, they're there because of a soil that has a lot of organic matter and the extra amounts of rain that we've had. And mushrooms come out of the ground, they open up their little umbrella, they drop their spores, and their life cycle is about 2 weeks, and they come and gone. So the best thing to do is, if they're in your lawn and you have a dog or a cat like you, just put your bag on your lawnmower, and as you cut them, they'll be bagged, and then you can put it in your compost pile. If you just have them coming up here and there, then just take a pail, walk in the lawn, pick them up, put them in your bucket, and then dispose of them. The dogs, unlike you and I, have no idea, because some of them are edible and some of them are not. And unless you know which is which,
then most of us will not pick mushrooms. So
oh, no.
Where the dog is in the backyard or the front yard, just walk that area, and if the sun can stay out for more than a day at a time, you're going to see a lot of mushrooms emerge now, because the sun is going to warm that ground. Mm-hmm. It's moist. It's full of spores from last year, and you're going to see a ton of mushrooms. So just get into the routine that, you know, once a week, maybe twice a week, you walk the property where the dog is living and pick them, and that should solve the problem. But mushrooms are short-lived. They're not considered a weed because they don't kill anything. They poke through the grass, open up the umbrella, drop the spores, and then they're gone. So you're going to have to physically pick them, because there's no weed killer that works, or there's nothing that you can put to prevent them. They're there because you've got a good soil. They're there because there's an excess amount of moisture. And again, 2 weeks, they come, they go, and the cycle is over. So wherever the dog is roaming, police that area and clean it, and the problem will be solved. Thank you,
terrific.
Lynn.
Thank you so much.
You have a great, great remainder of the holiday weekend.
You too.
Thanks. Jared, who's next?
Next up, we have Debbie, who's calling about a trumpet vine.
Debbie, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, Paul. I just called you earlier about the bittersweet, and I forgot to ask you, would trumpet vine fall in the same category?
Trumpet vine is a beautiful vine. It's a vine that can be, like the bittersweet, can be very aggressive. But if it's grown in the right area, it will do great things. But it does have a tendency that if you're growing it on, let's say, a wall, a stone wall, or on a fence, it will not stay right on that wall or the fence. It will send out runners that may appear 10 feet away from where the original plant. But it's in the same category as bittersweet. It's a woody type vine, and you need to use something like Roundup or Cleanup on it. Other examples of plants will do the same thing. Poison ivy, poison oak, sumac, bittersweet, woodbine, which woodbine looks like Boston ivy, and it will run in open areas on the ground. It's a beautiful plant. Some people don't like that plant. They want to see just bare ground. But something like that is woody. You need to use either Cleanup or Roundup, and that will take care of it. And make sure there's no rain in the forecast. It's got to have a chance to dry on the foliage. 800-259-9231.